It's here and now. So the Republicans started out with 17 candidates, the Democrats with 11, including performance artist Vermin Supreme. Now it's down to two. We followed them on our election road trip from the beginning to this bitter end. Today, a review, starting with the Iowa caucuses, where we met the Iowa State Pep Band. Hit it.
This is like Disneyland for you.
Oh, it is. It is my World Series. It is my World Cup. It is my Super Bowl. It is everything.
When I say madam, you say president. Madam!
President!
Madam!
The perception is when you come to Iowa, it's corn and a bunch of white people. New Iowans can learn how to caucus. So take advantage of this.
That last sound was from a forum to teach new African-American voters the square dance that is an Iowa caucus. In Ames, we went door knocking on a freezing afternoon with a Clinton volunteer.
Hey, are you Addie?
Yeah.
Addie, hi, I'm Cindy Passion. I am just here to find out if you know where to go to caucus.
I don't.
Okay.
I was actually, is it
That's
at the
why
high
I'm here.
School this year or no?
It's at Northwood.
Oh, okay.
You know what Northwood is?
Yeah.
Then on to the New Hampshire primaries, a high-tech factory hoping a new president would retrain workers, another band, the Manchester Memorial High School Jazz Band.
It's a wide open field on both sides of the aisle, and it's been exciting to watch. I'll be okay when people leave tomorrow, though, and go home.
Including me.
Absolutely.
You gonna say something? I really love the political season. I'm in love with the New Hampshire politics, and I'm in love with the New Hampshire primary. But I sure wish more people would come to the farm.
I really was thinking about you this year. Like, what does Tony think?
For the first time in my life, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Ta-da! That last voter who wasn't sure, here now's longtime friend and the staunch Republican Tony Halla of the Canterbury Country Store. But other voters were absolutely convinced. Dan Kavanaugh was for Marco Rubio for many reasons.
I mean, you can start with the national debt. You can start with the fact that labor participation rate is the worst that it's been since the 1970s. I mean, we're in some perilous times.
My name's Andrew Grosvenor. I'm feeling the burn this time. No, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what happens today.
Bernie was rising, and there were signs in New Hampshire of the Trump wave, literally, one on Joel Crossman's front yard in Loudoun, New Hampshire.
It's 4x8.
4x8.
Yeah.
Obviously, you wanted to make a statement, so what was the statement you're making?
Well, I'm really tired of politicians, all right? And Trump's not a politician. And I think this past administration has done more damage to this country than, any generations in the past.
How so? I mean, well, you look at the economy while you're thinking. The unemployment rate has dropped. We've been huge recovery from that.
No, they're telling you the unemployment rate has dropped. It really hasn't dropped. It's actually increased. There's a lot of people out of work. I'm out of work myself.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I haven't gotten visited by Donald yet, but you notice I say yet.
You hope you do.
Yeah. Maybe he'll give me a job.
On to Michigan. One stop, the Shatila Cafe in Dearborn, owned by Lebanese Americans. We met Osama Siblani, who fled Lebanon's civil war in the 1970s and publishes the Arab American News. At this point in the race, the candidate field is narrowing. The rhetoric is escalating.
It's very sad to see the kind of rhetoric that we have been hearing from the Republicans, at least.
Banning Muslims from entering the country, building a wall, is that...
It's worse than that. They're speaking about the sizes of their hands and their genitals. You know, I mean, just we are talking right now, dirty.
And then, still with us? I know this is exhausting. On to New York in April. Bernie Sanders is surging. We met with Lisa Fleith at a packed Sanders headquarters in Brooklyn.
As folks are made aware of who Bernie is and what he stands for, they join in on the campaign. And we have had people seeking us out, saying, what can I do to help? What can I do? I speak Creole. I speak Mandarin. I speak Cantonese. I have a salsa club. They're all here wanting to do what they can
Over in Brooklyn Heights, it's quieter at Clinton headquarters, but supporters like Annabelle Ivor are working the phones.
I'm gay. I'm Hispanic. I'm a cancer survivor. I'm also at one point I was a high school dropout. I now have a great education. I've worked really hard. And she inspires me because I see her working really hard. She's been at this since the 1980s.
And who can forget our late-night visit at the Friars Club with longtime New York Daily News columnist Linda Stassi. She's been a friend of Donald Trump's and covered him for years.
I think that he knows how to win. And he looked at the field and he said, these are the guys who are not being talked to. These are the disenfranchised blue-collar workers who have this secret racism behind them, and I'm going to hit them. And now he's become the monster that he created.
But Linda, do you ever think about how much you, and not just you, other reporters here in New York, might have helped create him?
We did not create him. We put him on steroids. Nobody can create Donald.
All the usual no's, no eating, no drinking, no smoking, no touching, no cameras inside, no photography of any type.
Out on Long Island we go, to the summer home of Teddy Roosevelt in Sagamore Hill, where Professor Gerald Benjamin was thinking about the election of 1912, when Teddy Roosevelt broke from the Republican Party and formed the Bull Moose Party after he was not chosen as the nominee.
And the end of the day, Woodrow Wilson became president. The Democrat became president. And I think that we're observing the potential of a similar seismic shift and split in the Republican Party. And the consequence might well be the election of a Democrat president. And there'll be, I'm not a soothsayer, but there'll be...
History will flow.
History will change.
Wait, we're almost out of time, and we haven't gotten to the conventions yet. First to the RNC in Cleveland. Yes, protesters outside, but also lots of support for the party's nominee.
I'm not a politician. I'm a business owner. Believe it or not, I sell Tupperware. And I've also been a truck driver. And this country needs to be run like a business instead of the political cesspool that it is.
I am 12 years old, and I am the producer of my dad's show, the Capitol Hill Show. We might have Pence, so...
He's a good producer.
And as we see the moral decay of our nation, the political and economic corruption, as we see the racial division that we've had in our country, we see the political unrest this election season, it causes some concern.
My country, 'tis of thee.
What was true everywhere we went on our road trip, there were Americans struggling, like Clevelanders Juan Rivera and Cynthia Cruz. Cynthia, holding their daughter, surprised us with the news that in addition to the eviction we were there to talk about, she'd lost a son in a previous violent relationship.
One day, he came, picked up a bike, and threw it at me. So...
It hit your son.
Yeah, so he died. It's been rough. Sometimes I tell him, like, I'm here because of her and my kids. Because sometimes, you know, you think, okay, I'm going to commit suicide. Should I do it? Should I not? I had to go to the mental home for a whole year.
Cynthia's words stay with us. Before we left Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where we thought how music often tells the stories of everyday Americans. Then on to Philadelphia and the Democratic National Convention.
Good morning. Welcome to Philly.
Hot pepper with the sweet pepper, with some pickles.
Cold waters. Ice cold waters.
All the superdelegates.
This broken system must be fixed.
Abolish superdelegates.
Abolish superdelegates.
Again, outside the hall, the debates played out in real life. We went uptown to the gun range where we met Maj Touré. His slogan, Black Guns Matter. He felt young blacks should be educated about guns for safety and protection, which surprises a lot of people.
Well, what I can say to the American people from whatever background you are is
exercise your Second Amendment rights. Look into it. Be open-minded, be objective, and learn, you know, because, you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, the Republicans have backed X, Y, and Z, and even that part is flawed. You know, Dr. King was a staunch, nonviolent person, but he was a Republican. I'm a Republican.
How do you feel about Donald Trump for candidate?
I don't think about Donald Trump for candidate. I don't. I think about my community.
So, our road trip comes to a close. We think of Arthur Green of Philadelphia. We talked to him about gentrification and the trick of improving neighborhoods without forcing out the people who've long lived there. His words seem appropriate for today.
But when it comes down to change, everything changes. Nothing stays the same. As beautiful as you are right now, all right? There was a time you were more vibrant. Then we get older and we change. I'm not going to have a 28-inch waist anymore, okay? But everything changes. But it's your attitude that needs to change, too.